Got it all in control. Put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need. My Father knows what I need, and in everything I go through, He knows what's best for me. My Father knows what I need. I put my life in His hand. Sure, it's in His plan. I put my life in His. Got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. Reassurance, my soul. Got it all in control. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Oh. my hope is in the Lord. Oh, from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in. Oh, yes, for. Say it again. My hope is in the Lord. And my hope is in the Lord. Oh, from this time and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord. Amen. Sing that second verse again. His tender mercies come with every rising sun to lead the sinner in his brokenness and to offer healing. Amen. Those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My clap and pray. Amen. 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 I want to remember Sister Moselle Middleton. She needs our prayer for sinus problems and sickness. Also, Sister Butts needs a touch from the Lord. It's healing for her hip. Amen. Also, Sister Wendy Taylor turns in a request, says, please pray for my friend Michelle Langley. Her son is 22 and has been missing since April 1st. Just pray that God will comfort her and bring him home. Being a parent that has to be tormented, not knowing if he's dead or alive. So we just want to remember that the Lord would undertake for her and also for her son in that situation. Amen. If you have a need, let's just lift it to the Lord. Amen. How many can say my hope is in the Lord? Amen. Whatever that need is, let's just take it to him tonight. Father God, Lord Jesus, how we love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this time that we have, Lord, this opportunity to gather together. Lord, to bring our licks of fire together, Lord, and as one, just worship you. Father, and hear from the throne of God tonight. Lord, I ask that you'll be with every lifted hand. Lord, each knee that's behind that hand, Father, whether we feel it's great or small, doesn't matter, Lord, because you know what it is, Father, and you've already provided a sacrifice to meet that need, Lord, and I just pray that that healing, Lord, that need, whatever it is, will manifest tonight, Father, for each one, that you'll come down and you'll do a work of grace, Father. Lord, I pray you'll be with Sister Butts as she's, Lord, healing from that hip surgery, God, that you'll just touch her and anoint her, Father. Be with those that are working with her, Lord, and the family that's been staying with her, Lord, that you'll just give them strength, Father. Lord, be with Sister Moselle as she's suffering from these sinus problems, Lord, and just the weakness and sickness in her body, that you'll touch her, Father, and bring a healing touch, Lord. Lord, and this one that's lost her son, Father, doesn't know where he is, if he's dead or alive or what the situation is, Father. But Lord, you know every sparrow that falls, Father, and you know the situation. Lord, and we just pray that you'll come down and bring a peace, Father. Bring a comfort, Lord, to that family, Father. Lord, and just touch each one of them, we pray, God. Lord, be with us tonight. Be with the tithes and the offering. Be with every part of the service, Lord, and each one that's here, God. Lord, that you'll do a work of grace, that you'll do a work of restoration, Father. We love you and we thank you for this time and we commit every part of it to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. 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 The brothers can take up the offering. Amen. Why don't we sing that song, Welcome Holy Spirit. We did want to announce that family camp is completely full already, so if you have any questions, see Sister Marie about that. There are some dorm rooms that are still open. Amen. So if you need a dorm room, you can still get in on those, but I believe all the private rooms are already taken. Amen. How many is expecting a good time in the Lord at family camp? Amen. And here tonight as well? Amen. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Come and live inside. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Yes, welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Come and live. You're the living water. And you're the living water. You're a never drying fountain. Our comforter and counselor. Our hands, and we lift our hands to worship you. Yes, Holy Spirit, oh, oh yes, Lord, come into this temple and hold us in your arms. And welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in the living water, and you're the living water, you're a never drying fountain, our comforter and counselor. Oh, take me and welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in. Power. Amen. Sister Rebecca Adams can bring her special. Live inside. Oh, we lift our hands. We lift our hands to worship you. Yes, Holy Spirit, Holy One. Lord, come into this temple and hold us in your arms.
Sing and testify away. And kids could have bought some food. So I'm just wondering, is there something I can do? Lord, I want to be a blessing too. Can you use me, Jesus? Is there something I can do? Take this little vessel, Lord, I give it all to you. 'Cause I want to be a blessing. Can I be a blessing too? Josiah wasn't running his kingdom as a youngin', turned his people back to the Lord. Little David fought the giant, that would be quite a fight. Killed him with a sling and a sword. And Jesus, when you were just 12 years old, you did the Father's business too. So I was just wondering, is there something I can do? Lord, I want to be a blessing too. Can you use me, Jesus? Is there something I can do? Take this little vessel, Lord, I give it all to you. 'Cause I want to be a blessing. Can I be a blessing too? 'Cause I want to be a blessing. Can I be a blessing too?
Amen. Amen. Set your desire tonight. Worship Him before the word comes. Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Tonight, say, I want to be used of you, Lord. Just live in me, Holy Spirit. As I lift my hands, deserve the glory. as we lift your holy name. And you are great, you do miracles so great, and there is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you, and you are great, and you so great, and there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory, and you deserve the glory. How we love.
Thankful you're a worthy Lamb, Lord, worthy to take away our sins, worthy to take our iniquities, Lord, worthy to take the stripes, Lord, for our healing, for our deliverances, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you've done in our lives. Lord, where would we be without Jesus? Lord, we're so thankful for your presence, Lord, among us, Lord. God, we commit this service to you. We commit every heart to you. We commit every life to you, Father. We come to you tonight on a Wednesday night, Father, reporting to do for duty, Lord, to hear your word, Father. Lord, may you come and speak to our hearts and our lives, Lord. Lift us up above the shadows, Lord. Show us our position and our place as sons and daughters of the King, O God. As a queen, Lord, we stand by your side, Father. We love you and appreciate you, God, and we glorify thy name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. How many loves the Lord this evening? Amen. Has God been good to you? Amen. Amen. Well, if he's been good to you, you can sure enough praise him. Amen. Amen. We have to praise him in the good times and the bad times. Amen. But if he's been good to us, and he has, then we can praise him. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Esther 5. Amen. Amen. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. Esther 5 and verse 1, we know this is after Mordecai told her she had to go before the king. It says, "Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne, and in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, 'What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? And it shall be even given thee to half of the kingdom.'" On down to verse 9. "Then went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad heart, but with Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, and that he stood not up, nor moved for him, for he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh, his wife. And Haman told of them the glory of his riches and the multitude of his kingdom, and all the things wherein the king had promoted him, and how he advanced him above the princes and the servants of the house. And Haman said, 'Moreover, yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she has prepared, but myself. And tomorrow I am invited unto her also with the king. Yea, all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate.' Then said Jairus, his wife, and all his friends unto him, 'Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king, that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king to the banquet.' And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made." Amen. We'll let you be seated. If you can just bear with me for a moment. You know, today's been quite a trial of electronics. You know, they send you all these updates and things constantly, and it seems to be a constant struggle to be updated, and things don't always work together good, but amen, we're still here anyway, and we're going to just preach the word and believe that God will come behind it and vindicate his word. Amen. And that's what we're looking for, is for him. Amen. It's not about us. It's not about paper. It's not about computers. It's not about anything, but it's about him. And we expect him to come as he promised he would. And I like to speak to you this evening on Satan's place. Satan's place. You know, scriptures are given to us to enlighten us. You know, they're given us to make us a better soldier in the field. Amen. When you're fighting, to learn the tactics of the enemy. To learn exactly how he's going to move and exactly how he's going to come. And so that you can block everything. You can try to block things before they even get to you. Amen. And the main thing is to learn to keep the punches off of you as much as you can. And we look now in this sinful day that we're living in. We know it's the most evil day that's ever been. We know it's, as it were, in the days of Sodom. We know it's, as it were, in the days of Noah. And you know, there's, you know, maybe been greater days of persecution as far as physically upon the people of God throughout the ages. We know the dark ages, how the children of God was put to death on every hand, and how they willingly gave themselves up to death. But we, you know, but to see the deceitfulness of the enemy, and you know, we never had a day like we're living in now. It's the most cunning, deceitful day, and you know, a Christian really has to stay on his toes, amen, to see where the devil is, because if he can't get you from one angle, he'll try another angle. If he can't get you from one way, he'll try to come another way. And we can see, you know, back in the dark ages of the persecution of the church, and we can see how that the Christians, you know, they made a vow, or they made a promise to stand for the Lord and to stand for Christ, and how that they would take them into the arena, and many were fed to lions, many of their heads were cut off, many they're, you know, just tortured, and all kind of things that happened. But his soul was saved because he stood upon the word of God, and he never denied Jesus Christ, no matter what the difficulty was. And they gladly sealed their testimony in their blood. And, you know, as the veins let loose or holes in their body and their blood begin to bleed out, they would begin to scream, and they would scream out with loyal faith and say, "Receive my spirit, Lord Jesus." But this is not the day we're living in. It's a deceitful age that we're living in, and the cunningness of the devil. And we can see him as he tries to come on every hand and every avenue and every angle. And he's had 6,000 years to study man. And he knows your weaknesses. And he knows where your weakest link is. And he knows these things about you. Amen. And this is, maybe we don't have to seal ourselves with our blood or with our life, but and that's not the day we're living in, but we still must have a testimony. Amen. There must be something that God has done in our lives. And we can read, you know, in Matthew 24, he talks about the deceitfulness of the age and the age that we're living in, so close that it would deceive the very elect of God if it was possible to deceive him. I'm thankful it's not possible. Amen. But as the elect of God, God has a way out for us. Amen. It may get dark on every hand. It may get more deceitful than it's ever been. But God has a word there for us. And God has a way of escape for us. Amen. So we look at the prophecies in the Bible, and we can see what day we're living in. We can read in Timothy, we can read how Paul spoke of that, where their people are heady and they're high-minded, they're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, they're truce breakers, they're false accusers, they're incontinent, they're despisers of those that are good. And he talks about that this is the way it'll be in our day, in the last days. And we see these things. We see people that are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We see people that are truce breakers. You know, used to you could shake hands on the deal. That don't happen no more. Amen. It has to be a lawyer brought in or some kind of truce made or some kind of binding contract. Years ago, that wasn't so. You could just shake hands with a man and your word was good and his word was good. But that's not the way it is anymore. And so you see how the Laodicean church, you know, the scripture talks about how to be rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing and not knowing that it's wretched and blind and naked. And this is what the Spirit says about it. It said, you're wretched and blind and naked and you don't even know it. So we see an insane people upon the face of the earth. For how can you be wretched and blind and naked and don't even know it? I deceive people. Amen. People who come to church, people who call themselves Christian, but they're blind and they're naked and they don't know it. Amen. Wretched and they don't know it. Their heart is black and they don't know it. Maybe they won't admit to it. And we see the Laodicean church age is this way. And we know that the Spirit said, because that thou art lukewarm and you're neither hot nor cold. In other words, you're lukewarm. And it's, you know, it's just a mental conception of the gospel. In other words, because you're that way, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. In other words, it made him sick to see the church in that condition. And remember, they spewed him out. And he said, you put me out and I see your condition and I'm going to put you out. This awful Laodicean church age. And we see in the middle of this, what is happening is Satan is building himself an Eden. He's building himself a place of worship. He's building himself. See, you notice Haman. Haman, you know, you would have thought he was now second in command and, you know, he was okay and everything was all right, but he wanted more than that. He wanted the throne. This is what he really wanted. He wanted to be there in Esther's place. He wanted to be there, amen, as a right hand or as to be worshiped as the king. This is what he desired. Did he not? He was looking at Mordecai and he said, how come you're not bowing down to me? He wasn't the king. Amen. But this is what he desired. This is what he wanted. I want you to bow down to me. This is what Satan wanted. He took Jesus to the temple or to the top of the mountain and said, bow down and worship me. And this is where it's at. People are ignorant of worshiping Satan. People come to church. We're not talking about Satan worshipers. It's obvious. This is not what we're speaking about. We're not talking about people that's dressed in black and tattooed up and you know, all kind of And ungodly people don't even believe in God. These people believe in God. Some of these people are sitting in message pews. Some may even be here tonight. Worshiping Satan. Thinking they're worshiping God. And so we see here, he said, you know, what is it? Is they worship Satan thinking they're worshiping God. They, you know, well, you say, well, wait a minute. We preach the word. You know, we believe the word. We're in the message. Well, I listen to tapes. But we're worshiping Satan and don't even know it. What is it? How is it? Because here it was. Here's how it happened. Satan was the one who preached the word to Eve first. God hath said. But what did he do? He misconstrued a little bit. Just changed a little bit of it. Hey, we're going somewhere. Just hang on for a moment. He changed just a little bit of it. You know, it's that misconstruing the part of the scripture that applies to today. Well, that's just old fogey ideas. And that was for another idea, another day somewhere. What's he doing? He's pointing you to a day past instead of a present day. He don't mind you seeing a God past, just not a present God. He don't mind you seeing a God future, just not a present God. Oh, he'll let you know, oh, well, Jesus of Nazareth, my, what a wonderful God, what a wonderful man. He was no doubt God himself. Come down and he'll let you understand. He'll let you believe all of that. Oh, Moses, yeah, he was a prophet. Wow, what a wonderful thing. But it's all applied to another age. This is what he's got. See, you cannot take one word away from it or add one word to it. Now we see here in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 1, Paul says this. He said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin may be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. It's not, they're not going to church lifting their hands and saying, oh, Satan, Satan, we love you. It's God, we love you. But it's a God of their own making. Amen. They can hear what the minister says and call out sin and tell you where you're wrong. But my Jesus don't care like that. And they go right on and do it anyhow. Why? Because they're worshiping not God. They're worshiping their own God of their own making, which is Satan. People ignorantly worship Satan, thinking they're worshiping God. Now, the deceitfulness of the church is of today. The son of the perdition, the devil, the son of perdition. People worship Satan in this day thinking they're worshiping God. All right? But they're worshiping through a creed or a man-made denomination or their own ideas. Their own form of religion. And they can see, no matter how much the Word of God is promised for this day and has been preached and vindicated. You know, I'm amazed at the Spirit of God that's just been wooing. How many has witnessed it? Wooing. Time after time, not even by man's own ideas or wants. Last Wednesday, I didn't come. As far as my idea was so far the other way of how that service was going to go. I didn't expect it to end like that, but God had another way. And God began to move, and God was confirming something. And it's been service after service after service. Yet, meanwhile, there's people that's lost sitting in blue chairs that won't move. Still doing things that they know the Bible teaches about and the Word of God teaches about. But I'm worshiping God. No, you're not. You're worshiping the devil. Why don't they believe?
He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out. Listen, it'd be a much easier to understand and see, you know, if a man was obviously not a Christian. But they walk among us, yet they're not of us. They look like us. They act the part. But it's coming down to the point of falling away. Amen. When you first see that first little blade of grass come out, and you see, you know, you see a grass or you see this, maybe if you're not a real gardener, you don't know which one's which. But a true gardener can look at that and he knows exactly what seed is what. God knows what seed lies there. And he's bringing it down to the end that there's a binding of the tares and there's a binding of the wheat. And the wheat are being bound together and the tares are coming together. You don't have to look very far. Look on Facebook. You see them all pulling together. You see it around our ranks pulling together. It ain't me doing that. It's a prophecy being fulfilled. Things are being put. Why? Because he said, look, don't pull it up right now, but wait till it manifests itself. And when it manifests itself, when it's fully grown, you can no doubt tell what's what. And here they are. Why don't they believe it? When God says he'll do certain things and he does it, and still they turn their back from it and say, I'm okay. Just as Eve knew what God said God would do, but she turned her back and listen to what the devil had to say. Just remember, in other ages, it's always been the same thing. In every age, it's always been Satan trying to pervert the word, making it for some other time. What did they do when Jesus came? Hear the fulfillment of the word come walking down. And Satan wasn't telling them the word wasn't true, the scrolls wasn't true. He was telling them that man wasn't who that word said he was. The word for their day. He wouldn't try to tell them that the Bible wasn't true. But when the Bible stepped off paper, he said, that ain't what the Bible's talking about. That's the real deception. But what is Satan doing? He's establishing a kingdom. He's building something. And listen, what he's building is for destruction. Satan ain't building something for your good. Amen. Haman's idea of building these gallows wasn't just to invite Mordecai over and have a good meeting and let's have a good time together and let's pat each other on the back and we're going to be okay. No, there was a divisive idea and a thing he was trying to do, a hurtful thing. This is what Satan is. He is against you. He's not for your good. Not one thing he has created in this day is for your good. But it's for your destruction. Satan establishing his kingdom. Where is he wanting it? We heard about it in youth camp. He's wanting a throne. Your throne. The throne of your heart. Amen. He quoted right down everything right to Eve. God has said, thou shalt eat of every tree of the garden. See, quote it right out. She said, yes, we may eat of all the trees, but there is a tree in the midst of the garden that God said not to eat, not even touch it, because the day we did, that day we would die. Oh, surely you'll not die. Oh, surely you'll not die. Go ahead and watch another movie. You won't die. And the meanwhile, he's tearing everything out. And he's dragging boards out. I got him. And he's nailing another nail. And he's putting another piece of rope up. Why? For your hanging. This is what he's doing. Listen, what is he doing to a girl when he tells, go ahead, makeup ain't wrong. That's an old fogey idea. That was back 50 years ago. Today it's all right. You need to be beautiful anyhow. And meanwhile, you can hear nails being driven in boards. Amen. You see it on boys too. Listen, we talk about girls, it's on boys too. Amen. Satan offered them all kind of things. And meanwhile, he's putting the rope up. I can't wait. It's coming. What is he doing? He's building something for your destruction. So he quoted the truth. Let me give you the reason why God said this. It'll open your eyes. It'll make you to know good and wrong and evil, and you'll be like God then. See, that's just what he wants to do. He's trying to do it again today. There's been a religious deceit ever since the very beginning of Eden. It's been ever since. And Adam's time is deceit. Noah's time is deceit. And Jesus' time. And now the same way, religious deceitfulness. He knows how to paint things. It's so deceitful. Listen, he's a smart guy. He's a smart marketing technician or whatever you want to call him, expert. Listen, when he's trying to get someone hooked on smoking, he don't show them a picture of lungs that's ate up with cancer. He don't show them all the emphysema and everything else and the can't hardly breathe and the last breath that he built for their destruction. But he shows some man on a horse somewhere crossing this beautiful scenery, tough guy smoking a cigarette. He don't show the whiskey in its rightful place. He don't show the homes that's tore apart and the wife that's been beat up over it. He don't show the times a wife got drunk and went and done things she shouldn't have. He don't show none of that. He shows this sexy young lady or this young, tough, you know, cut up man, and it's all about this pleasure and all about this good and all about this wonderful. He don't show you real spirits that's behind bitterness and hatefulness. And Brother Branham talks about, he said, if you would see the spirit behind a cigarette, you would never touch another one. And you can name every devil. If you saw what he really was, you wouldn't want nothing to do with him. But it comes in a deceitful way. But his whole time, he's building something for your destruction. Amen. You know, he knows exactly how to put that TV on sale at the right moment. Let's be honest. But we notice, let's go back before this time. We notice that on earth, when before all this took place, God had things under his control. But Satan took over by the rejection of the Word of God. He took over the earth by the rejection of the Word of God. And he'll take over your earth if you reject the Word of God. Listen, rejecting the Word of God is nothing to play with. Amen. You know, Brother Aaron said it best. You know, we think sometimes, well, I'm not someone that's out there rejecting. I'm not saying how crazy the message is and how stupid the prophet was. I'm not doing none of that. But yet you ain't got on the ark. You're just as much as a scorner as they are. How you say so, Brother Timothy? I've never said nothing like that. Because you don't believe the Word of God. He said, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming back. And you must believe it enough to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be knocking right at the door. But as Brother Aaron said, that only gives you a close place to die. God establishes pureness. God establishes holiness. He had 6,000 years. The Bible calls it six days. We know a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. 6,000 years to plant this Eden and this earth. And he built it and he looked at it all. Every bit of it, the birds that flew, the leaves, everything is good. And over it all, he put his son and his son's wife over all of it. He put them in full control. That they could speak to the winds and it would cease to blow. They could speak to a tree and it moved from here to there. The lion and the wolf and the lamb all fed together. There was no evil. It was perfect peace, perfect harmony, everything in perfection. When God had it under their control, under His control. He had His world. He had it all in operation. He had everything coming exactly the way He planned it. He placed it under His beloved children, His son and His wife. God was so satisfied. He rested from all His works on the seventh day. There was nothing like it, this great paradise of God. Could you imagine a place that a leaf never withered or died or fell away? There was no changing of seasons. It was eternity. There wasn't no fighting. There wasn't no arguments. There wasn't none of that stuff. Perfect peace. This is what we're going back to. Hallelujah. He had everything under control. And he said, son, it's yours. What a beautiful place. God's so satisfied. Every tree never brought forth thorns and thistles. Wasn't no such a thing. Everything was perfect. Every seed was perfect. And he went to take a little rest and the enemy slipped in. He put trust in his child. He put trust in the daughter. He put trust in his child to be able to keep it in that place. He put trust in Adam. But here the enemy slips in. Listen to this. Enemy slips in and begins to bring deceit. Taking away portion of the word. Took it over by misinterpreting his word to his children. But he had put it in there. He put trust in his own child. As you put trust in your daughter when she goes out. Listen, fathers. That's when the enemy tries to slip in. Don't you young people ever get upset because they just won't let us do nothing. You know, we want to go over here and we want to have a good time. We want to have all this. Listen, and godly men step up. They say, no, that's not the right place. That's not the right place because things can happen and this and that. Don't get upset about that. That's God's protection over you. Amen. And if you are getting upset over it, you ought to check your heart. Amen, because God has a righteous way and He has a righteous place for a boy and a girl to come together. Listen, we believe. Listen, I want my daughter to marry a believer. I want my son to marry believers. So I want to produce the atmosphere and the place that this can happen. But there is a right place and a wrong place. And listen, Satan will take advantage of a wrong place every time. And if you have an attitude about it, you need to check your heart. Your heart needs to be made right. So he said it's the same place when you put your trust in your son and he goes out with a drinking boy or a smoking boy. He put trust in his son that he would do nothing wrong. But see, the enemy of God slipped in and misinterpreted the word to Eve. And by this fall, it took over and possessed the Garden of Eden for himself. And now he's had 6,000 years to build his own Eden. And he's done a good job of it. God's Eden was established in righteousness. Satan's Eden is established in sin. Because Satan is sin. Amen. Let's just put him where he is. That's what he is. He is sin. Many times it's religious sin. But we see him as he wants to exalt himself. He says it there in the scriptures. He said he wants to exalt himself above the Most High. To ascend above the clouds and the stars. And sit there like God and be above the Most High. And he has succeeded. To where people can come into church. And think they're worshiping God and worshiping the devil. So here we are. Get so close. Listen, this is getting so close to where he will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Well, Lord, didn't I preach the gospel? Didn't I cast out devils in thy name? Depart from me, thou workers of iniquity. Depart from me. I never even knew you. You're talking about a disappointment. You're talking about a deceitfulness. They've got themselves in such a place where they think they've got it all together. And he says, depart from me. You know, what if your father told some of you young men, son, don't go in that water over there. Because there's gators in that water. And this other little fella come over and said, it's such pretty water that your father don't know what he's talking about. There's no gators in it. Now, who are you going to listen to? If you're a genuine son, you'll listen to your daddy. And if you're a genuine son, you'll listen to your daddy. A genuine son or daughter of God takes God's word first. And everything else is a lie. What if some of you young girls, your mama said, don't drink that cup. There's poison in it and it'll kill you. Somebody else said, she's crazy. This is a bunch of old crazy ideas. She's nuts. Who are you going to listen to? Or if you're a genuine daughter, you'll listen to your mama. But I wonder how many have been told that cup has poison in it. That river right there that you're looking at has gators in it. It'll kill you. And they walk right out those doors. And they listen to something else the devil has for them. And they drink it time after time after time. Depart from me, for I never knew you. Now, you know, listen, you can put yourself where you belong here. I'm not putting you nowhere. But by unbelief in all of God's word, it brought a seed of unholiness in Satan's Eden. We're now entering, Brother Branham said, we're now entering into where Satan has taken the throne as the Antichrist. In the Eden in his earth, Eden of sin, perverted religion. He started not upon, he didn't say, well, I'm Satan. Look at me. Woo! Hello, I'm devil. Boo! I'll kill you. I'll destroy you. I'll take you down, young person. Let me tell you who I am. I'm not your friend. I'm a devil. What would you do? That ain't the way he comes. He's not coming to this world and saying, woo, hello, I'm Satan, I have come down. Through deceitfulness. The people are so deceived. They're coming to the house of God. And worshiping the devil. Why? Because it's a Jesus of their own making. Now, let's go back to our moment. So we see where Satan is trying to take this position. And he's trying to take this place that don't belong to him. This earth never belonged to Satan. It was created for God and his people. And let me tell you another thing. This earth never belonged to him either. That earth don't belong to him either. It was created for God. Hallelujah. Let me show you. Let me tell you where Satan's place is. I heard a brother say the other day, if the devil ain't under your feet, he's out of his place. And not only is he out of his place, you're out of your position. This is your position. Every devil is under me. Satan can bring his Eden. He can bring his devils. Every one of them are under me. Let me show you where your place is, devil. I like that place. That position. Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is what happens. Esther chapter 6 and verse 9, or verse 1. It says, on that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read. Now notice what happens. There's a book that's closed. Been closed. Been closed for some time, because Mordecai had some time before done something to save the king's life. And he had done a deed. Oh my. He had a deed there, and it had never been brought really before the king. It was recorded, but it hadn't been brought before the king. But then there was an opening of the book. Hallelujah. Now notice what happens when he found, and it was found written there, a deed. Do you see what's happening, brothers and sisters? There has been a closed book in our day, but it has been opened in our day. And in there is a deed. And the deed has been cleared. And the debt's paid. And it showed who Mordecai was. Amen. Amen. Haman was trying to paint him as some ugly man. Someone who wouldn't do what the king said he would do. Trying to point him to some other thing. But the book was open. And it showed him who Mordecai was. Hallelujah. Now notice what happens. It was found written that Mordecai had told of these two men, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door who sought to lay hands on the king. And the king said, what honor and dignity have been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servant that ministered to him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? And notice when this happens. Who's in the court? Haman. Haman was come to the outer court of the king's house. Why? To speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. Haman came in, and the king said, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Hallelujah! Now Haman thought in his heart, oh, wait a minute, oh my, he's talking about me. Oh, let me think of some good stuff here. I've been a good man. Let me think of some stuff. Oh, who's he going to delight? Now, Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor, let the royal apparel be brought which the king uses to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which set upon his head. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with all the king delighted to honor, and bring him on horseback to the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man who honors the king delighted to honor. And the king said to Haman, Haman's like, oh, this is going to be great. Make haste and take the apparel and the horse, and as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew that sits at the king's gate, and let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Did you see what happened? In the opening of the book, Haman and Mordecai changed places. Hallelujah! In the opening of the book, Satan was cast down and you were lifted up. Hallelujah! Glory to God if you can see your place, your position in Christ. Hallelujah! In the opening of the seven seals, it exposes him for who he really is. It shows who he is and what his triumph has been and where he's come down through the ages. And there's an eagle that stands up and say, hey, that's that devil, old Satan himself, that came all the way from the garden. That's who he is. And then he turns to you. Oh my God. Here's the royal apparel. Here's the horse. The beast of power and authority for you to ride upon. And here's my crown. If you notice Esther, under the law said she couldn't go in. Is that what it said? It's exactly because why? Here Esther was struggling with who she was. But she went in under the law and grace made the way. A scepter was given to her, the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? She came to her position, who she was called to be. Hallelujah. Then took Haman and the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordecai and brought him on horseback to the street of the city and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man and the king delighted to honor. Do you understand what is going to happen to us? The devil is going to have to admit, here's the woman that whooped me. Here's the one that overcame my sicknesses. Here's the one that overcame my triumphs. Here's the one that defeated me. Glory to God. Do we see who we are? And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hastened to his house mourning and having his head covered. I'm defeated. What am I going to do? I thought I had it all set up. I thought it was... This is exactly what's happening even tonight through these services. Satan is being cast out, being exposed for who he is. And he's running back to hell defeated. Why? Because he will always be defeated. This word will defeat him every time. Can see, we know what happens to him. He's hung on the very gallows he built for Mordecai. And Satan will burn in the very hell that he built for you. We are made partakers of his holiness. Now let's see our position for a moment. We see his place. He's under my feet. I'm writing it on the soles of my feet. Listen, if I had a problem tonight, whatever it is, I'd write it in my heart. And I'd be like those Jews when they hear the word that spoke. They'd begin to stomp their feet. What are they saying? They stomp it. Until Haman is gone. You know what they're saying? They're refusing to walk in those doors the same. Or leave those doors the same as they walked in. They're waiting until the moment that his name is gone. Blotted out forever. Listen, that's what we need to do. We need to grab the horns of the altar. And stay there till our lives are changed. And I'm not walking out the same as I came in. I'm putting Satan in his place. Under my feet. Under my feet. We are made partakers of his holiness. We are in his image. We are living images of a living God. Dead to self. Raised in him. His word made flesh again in us. Not the mythical, imaginary God sitting out there, but the living God. Amen. What is a living God? The Word in you making itself real. Amen. Oh my. Not the Word in your neighbor. That ain't the living God to you. But the living God to you is the Word made revealed in you. Made flesh in you. You taking dominion. Brother Tim, whoa, he's such a wonderful preacher. My, he's got such dominion and power and authority. Whoa! Brother Timothy, Brother Joe, this brother, that sister, wow, I wish I could be. Listen, God wants to be the same in you. This message is not for just preachers. This message is not just for deacons and piano players and this or that and the other. It's for everyone. Ever so, whithersoever will come and drink, let him come. The Word of God made flesh in you. Seated in heavenly places. Seated in heavenly places. Triumphed over all things in Christ Jesus. Somebody say all things. Listen, then the least of his believers, no matter who you are, how little you are, whoever you are, whatever you are, the least of those believers in him has all evil. Can you say all evil? Under him. This is his place. This is where he belongs, under you. There has been an opening of the book. Amen. It revealed who he was. It cast him down. It lifted you up. Now you are over him. You say, well, I'm the least one. Well, that's the soles of his feet. We read in the book of Revelation, chapter 10. The mighty angel came down. He put one foot upon the land, one foot upon the sea. What was he showing? Dominion over everything. Is that what it was? We've been taught. Over everything. Over every beast. Over every creature. Over every devil. Where was his body? Now it's on earth. He was representing. He has a body on earth. His head was in the heaven. Right there. His head was in the heaven, but his body is on earth. And when that foot went down, everything that was now is underneath it. You say, well, I'm the least. I'm a nobody. Well, then you're the skin on the bottom of his feet. Guess what? The devil's still under you. Amen. He's still under you. I don't care how least you feel. I don't care how you feel. It ain't based upon feeling. It's based upon an open book. And this book shows me where his place is. It's under my feet. It's under my feet. Listen, depression is under your feet. Bitterness is under your feet. So it ain't name any devil. Sickness, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, under your feet. Listen, I'm the least. That's the soles of his feet. But remember, he triumphed with you. He triumphed with you over every bit of it. Even if you're the soles of his feet, then every sickness, every devil, every power, even death itself is under your feet. Under you! Listen, you say, well, I have no power. Neither do I have power. But I have authority. Amen. It's not by might. Nor by power, but by his spirit, his authority that rises and that abideth within me. Amen. Listen, you can go into Bossier, Shreveport, and traffic down the airline be going nuts. This way, that way, crossing over here, jumping over there in that lane, doing all kind of stuff. But you let a little man in a uniform walk out and hold up his hand. Why? It isn't because they're fearful of this man because he's some big brute beast and he can grab their car and he can throw it a city block. They're not worried about none of that. But they see an authority standing there. And there's a badge upon him that shows who he is. And he's been commissioned for the job. And that all the power of the city is behind him and backs up him. Hallelujah! Now you, as a bride of Jesus Christ, you have been given royal apparel. That devil recognizes you when you walk in. And there's a badge of the Holy Ghost that's there. And you put that hand up and he's got a what? Oh, that was, I loved how Brother Wayne said that. Oh my God. That little frail body got out of that boat. He stepped upon that land and began walking up to that maniac. And here come that devil going to tear him apart. And then that face looked up at her. And that devil went, what? And he said, what are you doing in there? That devil knows who's in there. And he knew he had to obey everything that he said. It ain't changed today. That devil come running to you like he did every morning, but on a Thursday morning, here he comes like he did Wednesday morning. But you met God on a Wednesday night. And God come down in your heart. And here he come running. What? What are you doing in there? I thought I had him in this. I thought I had him in that. But what are you doing there? Every devil was squeal to a halt. He's under your feet. He's under your feet. He could realize just how much power and authority you really do have. You would rise up and you'd begin to speak to that devil that's been tormenting you.
That's right.
Let's see where he was put in this day. Satan, you are condemned by the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross. Satan, you are a loser. Hallelujah. Let's just go on and tell him tonight, you are a loser. You didn't win at Calvary, and you will not win here. You are a loser. You can't hold these people any longer. You're exposed, and you have to go. Here he goes again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the devil. Satan, you are exposed. You have pulled these people through the gutters long enough. Oh God. Satan, you are defeated. So he's condemned, he's a loser, he's exposed, and he's defeated. We come against thee tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the authority of the Holy Ghost and the power of a resurrected God. Redeemed, he says. Listen to this one. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Called out, set aside, a church bought, washed, ironed out, without spot or without wrinkle. That's who you are, and that's what he's coming for. God, help us to get our faith in the right place tonight and move out into the battlegrounds and say, Satan, you are a liar. So now he's a condemned. Now he's a loser. Now he's exposed. Now he's defeated. Now he's a liar. Amen. He said, oh God, my Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray for these sincere people who have honestly and sincerely confessed their wrongs. Oh, blessed God, may this be the night that they'll never forget. May the Holy Spirit come into every heart just now. He said, I now challenge the devil to a debate. Satan, you are aware that you are whipped. Not only is he all of these things, he's aware of it. And you have no legal rights. Jesus Christ, my Lord, stripped you of every authority you had when he died at Calvary to take away sin and sickness. You're nothing but a bluff, and we're calling your bluff. You know that our Lord Jesus came on a tree, and the next day cursed the tree, and the next day it withered. And our Lord said to the disciples, have faith in God, for you shall say to this mountain, be moved, and not doubt in your heart, but believe, and you will have what you said come to pass. You can have what you said, Satan. You know the scripture on that. You know the scripture on that. And I've just taught these people that God is in them. Hallelujah. You've heard it also tonight. God's in you. And if God is in them, and they speak to that disease and that sin and say, be away from me. I wonder how many would have the courage to say, be away from me. and don't doubt in their heart. Right then the disease has to move, for Christ said so. It's not them that speak, it's the Father that dwelleth in them that speaketh. They're in need, so come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, as God's servant, by the message from an angel who's anointed is here, and the message is right, so come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now notice, listen to this. He said, now Lord, there's only one thing left to keep them from believing they're perfectly whole. That is unbelief. That's Satan trying to hold them and saying, I wasn't in the line. Well, I wasn't. Oh, I wasn't in Brother Brennan's meetings. Wish I could have been there. He says, what difference does the line make? You was in line. That's the only one that makes the difference. Notice what he said. You was in line. The one who made the line of blood all the way from Pilate's judgment hall to Golgotha, that's the line we stand in. The bloodline of the Lord Jesus. And now, God, give me faith. Hear my prayer, Lord, as I pray. Defeat the devil for these people. Satan, you're nothing but a deceiver. You have no legal rights to hold any Christian any longer. In their prayer, they confess their sins. They are not your property anymore. They're God's property. I may not have been in that line, but I am in a line. I'm in the line of the blood of Jesus Christ. And it makes me white as snow. Listen to this. He said, now, Lord, as your servant, I've commissioned and I command every devil, every spirit, every sickness, every affliction, every contrary thing that's bothering these people in the presence of God, by the witness of the Holy Ghost, by the commission of an angel sent to me, I challenge a spirit by the word of God, this spirit of sickness and afflictions, come out of the people in the name of the Lord Jesus and let them go. Let them be well, Satan. You're just a bluff. We've called your hand. The time has come when Jesus Christ has manifested himself in the presence of Gentiles. Now, Satan, you are defeated. One time you held people, but now you can't hold them no longer. You have no legal rights. Jesus Christ stripped you of every right that you ever had at Calvary. He paid the full price and said, it is finished. Hallelujah. And you were, and it were taken from you. Everything you once possessed through sin and through the fall. Now you, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And you cannot hold us any longer. We say, leave us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder if there'd be someone that say, leave me. Leave me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, I adjure you to leave this place. Amen. I pray that the Holy Ghost will just begin to fall upon hearts and lives as they witness and they realize, I am a son. I am a daughter. I don't have to be bowed down by that thing no longer. But he said, I can go free. And who the Son is set free is free indeed. I wonder how many can say this thing, I'm free. It's over with. It's done. It is finished. House of hell, give way. Amen. Let the captive go. You can't hold them no more, devil. You are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 I would just rejoice in this presence right now. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm free. I'm delivered. Malcolm, you have to move. You have to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is here tonight, saints. Amen. While he's here, you better recognize that he is here. He's come service after service after service. And this might be somebody's last chance to recognize, I don't have to walk out of here. I don't have to be the same. I don't have to go down that same road again. I don't have to carry this depression no more. I don't have to bear this burden of bitterness and unforgiveness no more. I don't have to bear this sickness no more. Listen, if I had a sickness right now, I would just claim my healing. Say, thank you, God, for touching me. Thank you, God, for moving on me. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. Satan, you are lost. Amen. Let me tell you who's lost. Hallelujah. I'm not the one that's lost. I'm not the one that's going to hell. Satan, you're lost. And you won't be defeated. And you will go down in shame. While a bride of Jesus Christ walks over every devil. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching. Hallelujah. What are you walking on? I'm walking on every devil that's trying to hold a young person. What are you walking on, Brother Timothy? I'm walking on every devil that's trying to destroy marriage, that's trying to destroy a home. Hallelujah. What are you walking on? I'm walking on depression. Amen. What are you walking on? I'm walking on sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, and cancer, and any devil you want to name. That's who we're walking on. We ought to try tonight. It feels good. Hallelujah. I'm over every devil. He is under my feet. I'm taking my... Listen, you can't put him under your feet unless you stand to your feet. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm standing upon every promise of God. I will not be defeated. I will not go to hell. I will arise. Hallelujah! Amen. My future is not hanging from a rope. My future is standing by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, Lord! Satan, you have lost. You can't make them doubt any longer. The Holy Spirit has made himself real. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Satan, you lost. Jesus, you win. Hallelujah. You're the God of heaven. Maybe some of you have been running from God. Won't you say, Jesus, you win. I give up. I'm tired of running. You win, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you put hands upon one another right now in this presence of God? You have been given the authority. You begin to speak to that devil. You begin to tell him to go. Tell him to get out of your family. Tell him to get out of your home. Tell him to get out of your heart. Hallelujah. We're here to take dominion. We're here to walk on devils. We're here to tread serpents. And if they should bite us, they shall not harm us. Because we have taken the toxin of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is against you, Satan. Hallelujah. It is against you, Satan. You have to take your hands off of these young people. You have to take your hands off of these homes. Our homes will not be the home of every unclean and hateful bird, but it will be the home for the Holy Spirit to abide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's right. Tell him to go. Right now, if there was ever a moment, this is a moment to speak to your mountain. Your mountain knows your voice. Hallelujah. 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 I condemn the devil and all his works. I condemn every evil spirit. Satan, you are exposed. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You lose. It's over with. You lose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch Jesus as he passes by. Grab a hold of him. Constrain him as he comes by your pew. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I've been called to tread upon the devil's head. I know my position. Leave us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, you leave the young people. You leave homes. You leave bodies. You leave minds. You've been tormenting minds. You leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes, Jesus. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to just lift your hands to Him now and just worship Him. Just worship the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Won't you just wash his feet while he's near? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just keep worshiping for a moment. Amen. Just let it flow from the innermost parts of his heart. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again. If you love me, you will rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Now I've told you before it come to pass, and when it comes to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. Hallelujah. Won't you tell him you have nothing in me? You have no place in me. You have no place in my family. You have no place in my body. You go. You have one place, Satan, and that's under my feet. Hallelujah. He has no part. He has no place. This is place is reserved for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord, we pray. I lift your name, your holy name. Oh, Jehovah God. Elohim, Almighty God. Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We glorify thy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. The musicians come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't hold it back. Just let him flow for a moment. Just fill him upon you. Don't hold back. Just because musicians are moving around on, it's you and Jesus. Your moment with the King. Your moment with the King. This is your time with the King. You've been called to arise and go before him as his wife, not as a slave. Not as a servant, but as his wife. And as his wife, you can ask anything and I'll do it. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. As his wife, knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall find. It won't be hid. Be given to you. Even to half of the King. He's here tonight with a scepter in his hand. Will you come to this Jesus? Will you grab a hold of that? Esther grabbed a hold of that scepter. She knew it meant grace. He's given us grace after grace after grace. Time after time with him. In the presence of the King. Hallelujah. 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 Just the sweetness of his presence. Amen. Yes, Lord.
So God, and in
that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God. In your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock,
in your presence.
In your presence, oh God. In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God. In your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God. In your presence, that's where I belong. In your presence, oh Lord my God. In your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God. And I want to go where the blood of Jesus can cover me, where my feet are on the rock. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing it again. In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God. In your presence, that's where I am strong. Presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the cleft of the rock, nothing like the presence, nothing like the presence, nothing like the presence of the Lord, nothing like the presence, nothing like the presence, nothing like the presence of the Lord.
Freedom in the presence.
Freedom in the presence. Freedom in the presence. Freedom in the presence.
Can say, I've been changed. Amen. How many's been freed? Amen. And healed? Amen. You say, I've been delivered? Amen. Amen. Free, free. I've been delivered. I found joy, oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, so just sing that again to him. I've been changed.
Right now.
I won't go back.
Singing that song. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many can say he's under my feet? Amen.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Oh, I took back what he stole from me. Oh, I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Well, I woke up this morning and as I looked around, I noticed that old devil had surely been around. He had taken my joy. He had taken my peace. He had taken the things that God had freely given me. So I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Oh, I took back. Satan is under my feet. Well, we searched through the church to see what was missing. We noticed there were families who truly were in need. some children, some husbands and some wives. So we decided to sharpen our swords and go and get them back. So I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. Oh, I took back what he stole from me. What he stole from me, he's under my feet, he's under my feet, Satan is under my feet. Well, oh Satan, let us warn you, next time you come around,
amen.
You think we can be bullied, you think we will give up ground. Oh Satan, here's your warning, we serve a mighty God. Who said if we had a need, he would fight on our side?
So I
went to the enemy's camp
and I
took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me.
I
went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Well, brother and sister, I have some good news. I've been to the devil's camp, and this is what I found. That old Satan, you know he's shaking in fear. He knows he has no power to stand against you. Let's go to the enemy's camp and let's take back what he stole from us. Oh, take back what he stole from us. Oh, take back what he stole from us. Let's go to the enemy's camp and let's take back what he stole from us. He's under our feet. He's under our feet. Satan is under our feet.
Project. Amen. Just before we end the service, let's sing that song. I'm in that number, that blood wash number. Amen.
I'm in that number, that blood wash number. I'm in that number.
That blood washed.